Well, who doesn't like a good Halloween-ish story where someone kills their sister because they believe that she's a witch? That just, you know, it's a heartwarming tale. One of those you just kind of go, oh, it's fall. I love this type of stuff. Unfortunately, this is a real story. Upstate New York man sentenced for killing his sister over her supernatural beliefs. The incident sent shockwaves to the town of Lyme in upstate New York. A man has been sentenced to only 18 years to life after murdering his sister, whom he believed was practicing witchcraft. The details of the gruesome crime have been widely reported, drawing both local and international attention. Anthony DeBellia, 53, was found guilty of the horrific killing of his 67-year-old sister, Wanda Paloi, in April of 2022. The fatal assault saw Paloi repeatedly stabbed in the head, neck, and face.
Jeez.
With two unusual weapons, a bayonet blade and an awl. An AWL is what it is, how it's spelled.
Oh, an awl.
It's a tool commonly used in leather work and wood making. Okay. Wow. I was done with her witchcraft, a seemingly unrepentant DeBella confessed to New York State police troopers after they arrived at the residence. The crime scene, located in Falling Stones Lane in Lyme, a town not far from the Canadian border, was shared by the siblings and their 89-year-old mother, who fortunately remained unharmed during the violent episode. So you got a 53-year-old and the 67-year-old who never moved out from living with mom.
Can you imagine that? I can't.
I'm kind of surprised nobody's killed anybody yet.
It's true.
Pretty good span without murdering somebody. In a twist that further underscores the shocking nature of the incident, it was DeBella himself who alerted law enforcement. A call made on April 28th, 2022, DeBella informed Jefferson County 911 dispatchers, Wanda Paloi is being killed. She is a witch, killed with a knife and owl, and is currently on the porch. Literally.
Oh, well, thanks for the direction.
That's the quote. And is currently on the porch. Empire State Police officers were on the scene by 11:30 a.m., discovering the grievously injured Paloi on the back porch of their residence. NYSP trooper and public information officer Jack Keller spoke with CBS affiliate WWNY, recounting the grim scene. Troopers arrived on the scene. She was already outside, lying outside the door. They immediately attempted to perform rescue efforts, ultimately she succumbed to those injuries. Later that day, during an intense interrogation, DeBella made several confessions revealing his twisted rationale. He told troopers, I had to do what I did to her because she was getting in the way of me communicating to God. Well, there you go. DeBella further expressed his disapproval of certain practices, saying, people are worshiping rocks and dirt instead of God.
Wait, what?
People are worshiping rocks and dirt instead of God. I'm doing a little artistic license here. I don't know if that's how he said it. Or if maybe it was more like, people are worshiping rocks and dirt instead of God. Probably more like that. But when you do the Lifetime movie, you got to make it a little more profound.
Well, yeah. And what does he care if she's doing that? I mean, how is it affecting...
Well, he said she was getting in the way of him communicating to God. So apparently there's a little interference that happens there when you're a witch. And it, kind of messes up the frequencies. As the investigation progressed, the police gathered more damning evidence against DeBella. A notable revelation came from the defendant's brother, Russell DeBella, who resides in Texas. Russell informed the police that Anthony had confessed to the crime over a phone call, chillingly stated, I killed her and I stabbed her in the head. Initially, Anthony DeBella had pled not guilty to the charges of second degree murder and two counts of fourth degree criminal possession of a weapon. However, in July, in a turn of events, he pled guilty to the primary charge of murder. On Wednesday, after a trial marked by its disturbing details and tragic family dynamics, DeBella was handed down a sentence in the Jefferson County courts, as reported by WWNY. And as we learned earlier, it's 18 years to life.
That doesn't sound, 18 years doesn't sound like a lot for killing, especially in this manner.
You know, I would think that this is a person who's going to be a dramatic danger to the public, considering the way he thinks. I'd be more apt to let out someone who killed somebody in a very calculated like way, like a domestic type dispute or something, where their reason, like there was a reason, and it like it, not that it was called for by any means, but it wasn't "you're a witch."
This shows a little bit of mental issue and defect, because okay, let's just say she is a witch. I've known a couple of Wiccans in my life.
I had a co-host who was a witch once.
Did you?
I did.
They're pretty normal people, and they really do keep to themselves. I've been to a Wiccan wedding. It was quite lovely.
It really wasn't anything. I mean, people don't they've never dealt but have never interacted with anyone that, I mean, I'm not talking like black magic, weird, you know, culty type. I'm talking just like Wiccan. Some of the most peaceful people there are, really to themselves, really. It's not, you know, devils and Ouija boards and all that shit. It's nothing to be afraid of. I don't know. Maybe she was more Wicked Witch of the West-ish. I don't know.
Well, and that's, I think a lot of people, when they hear about witchcraft, that's exactly what they think of. They go to Harry Potter, they go to Halloween. I mean, it's, you know, burning people at the stake and things like that. It's very different. It's a very, peaceful religion. So this guy, he's not right.
But what about Odinism? How about that one? That's another fun one.
And you've been diving into that quite a bit. So there's a lot there.
Odinism, that's a Norwegian one of what I've learned. And I'm kind of like, well, that's interesting, because I'm Norwegian. I'm half Norwegian. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I wonder if I could be part of the Odin. And it's like, and I guess there's a peaceful version of it, and there's like the hijacked white supremacist version of it that's horrible. And that's the one that's connecting to with the Delphi murder case, which we've, of course, been talking about on here. But lots of interesting things on that we've learned in the last week. But
And Odinism, if it's done correctly, it's not the hijacked version, like you said, of white supremacy. And, you know, one thing we'll notice about, at least in the United States, and I know we've got a lot of listeners who are in Europe and other countries, but here in the United States, white supremacy, it ruins everything. It gets in there, and it's like the shit in the punch bowl.
I was just going to say, it's like somebody peeing in the Kool-Aid.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go.
Yeah. It certainly exists, and I mean, it's out there. My mind's going to that other case of all of the bizarre accusations in it, but that's for a different show. But there you go. We've now learned about, if you're a witch, you may be stabbed by a family member. If you've never left your mom's basement and she's 89 and you're 67 and your brother's 53, there might be some other underlying dynamics there, I would guess, that maybe actually we're more so the culprit than just, I'm going to stab you because you're a witch. I'm going to guess there's a lot of mental illness that's been running rampant and not being treated.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.